The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simin Pei Gimel of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. These are the laws of the situations in which one may not carry in a Rishus HaYochid, which is uninhabited. Previously, we observed that any area which has walls that are going around it would qualify as a Rishus HaYochid. It doesn't matter who owns it, or if it is owned at all, and it should be mutter to carry there Min HaTorah. But now, in this simin, we introduce the concept of a karfef. A karfef is a large area which is not inhabited by people, and Chazal were afraid that although min haTorah it qualifies as a Rishus HaYochid, nevertheless, if we would allow people to carry there, they might come to confuse it with carrying in the Rishus HaRabim. Because it's a large area and it's uninhabited, there's reason to believe that people would equate it with a Rishus HaRabim and thereby come to carry in a Rishus HaRabim as well. So consequently, Chazal forbade carrying within a karfef. So let's see Halacha Aleph. Hekef mechitza letalto besocha, the walls that surround an area which allow someone to carry within it, lo mehani ela kishahukaf ledira, these walls did not help unless that they were surrounding the area that was intended for dwelling. Umahu nikra mukaf ledira, what does it mean it's surrounding an area for the purpose of dwelling? Zesha bonalo beis dira, a person who built a home. Osha pasach pesach mi beso, viachakach hikif sham bimachitzos, or he opened an entrance to his house, and afterwards he built partitions there, kiderach she'osin hachatzeros lebatim, in the way that people make courtyards for their homes, az afilo imhu gado harbe ma'od, then even if it's a very large area, having Rishus HaYochid gemura, it is a bona fide Rishus HaYochid, and there's no problem carrying there. But any time the walls were surrounding a place which was not intended to be used as a dwelling place, kigon ganos upardesim, for example, the gardens and the orchards, she'ein hamachitzas asuyos el lishmar mashe besochan, that the partitions that are built around it are only there in order to protect that which is within, and it's not intended to make it into a dwelling place. Be'elo yesh chilok begadlon, in areas like these, there is a distinction that is going to be based on their size. Im eino gado mi beis asayim, if they are not greater than the area of a beis asayim, shivu b'sif shalachazeh, which will be explained in the upcoming section, mutarin letalto b'socho, it is permissible to move things and carry within it. Avo imhu gado mi beis asayim, if it is larger than the area of a beis asayim, dino kikarmelis, it will have the status of being a karmelis, and the walls do not help to allow someone to carry within it. We need to clarify this halacha of hukaf ledira. What does it mean that the enclosures were designated for habitative use? What happens, for example, if at the time that the enclosure was made, it was intended for habitation, and that was the designation of it, but ultimately it was never used for that purpose? So the Mishnah Berurah says that in this case, the halacha is that it's still considered hukaf ledira, because we follow the original intention of when the mechitzas, when the partitions were made. Now this is in contrast to the position of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who holds that that's not considered hukaf l'dira. The Chazon Ish qualifies the position of the Mishnah Berurah and says that this, that we would say that if it was originally made for the purpose of habitation, then it would be considered hukaf l'dira. That only applies if it is a yard which is adjacent to one's home. But if it is just a general base asayim, which is, has nothing to do with a person's home, then even if it was intended and designated for that purpose, if it was never used as a personal extension to one's home, then it would not qualify as hukaf l'dira. Now the Kitzur has told us that there's two ways to have a situation of mukaf l'dira. Either that a home was there and the mechitzas were built around it, or that the home is adjacent to the yard and there was a doorway that was open to the yard and then mechitzas were built around it. But what if it wasn't a doorway? The Primogadim wonders what happens if there's a window that opens to the yard. Would that qualify as making the yard associated with the living purposes of the home? The Bir Halacha quotes the Mabit that implies that a window would also qualify as a sufficient opening to a yard so that it could be considered mukaf l'dira. However, the Bir Halacha qualifies this and says that this is only if they use the window for this purpose, meaning somehow the window serves as a way that turns the courtyard into an extension of the home. Perhaps an example of how this could be in a practical sense is if someone has a clothesline which extends outside of the window of their home over a courtyard, over a yard which is not otherwise in use, and it's a yard which there's no door that opens to it. Seemingly, according to the Mabit, this would qualify as making the yard mukaf l'dira, and even the Bar Halacha would recognize that this is the case. One other interesting question that has to be asked about the issue of mukaf l'dira is what happens if there was partitions that were built around a home, and subsequently the home came down, so that now there's no dwelling in the area of the enclosed yard. So would we still consider this to be hukaf l'dira? So in the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos, he brings the halacha that we follow the original intention, and therefore since it, when it was built, originally it was considered mukaf l'dira, therefore even if after the house comes down, it would also be mukaf l'dira. The Bir Halacha is very uncertain if the halacha would be this way, but he does emphasize that one thing's for sure. The case of the Tosefes Shabbos would only be if the house came down by itself. But if the house was intentionally demolished, then certainly the status of mukaf l'dira was removed, in which case, if the yard is big enough, one would not be allowed to carry there any longer. Halacha Beis, Kama Hu Shir Sasayim. We said that in order for the walls to not be sufficient to make an area into a practical Rishus HaYachid, the area would have to be at least the amount of space of a Sasayim. So, how do we calculate this? He says, Kimo Shehoyo Chatzar HaMishkan, just like we find in the courtyard of the Mishkan, Mea Amma Orech V'Chamisha Amma Rochav, there was 100 Amos in length by 50 Amos in width, V'Imu Miruba, and if it would be a square area, Ola B'Cheshbin Ayin Amma V'Dalat Fachim, Au Ayin Amma V'Dalat Fachim, then it would come out that each side of the square would be 70 amos and 2/3 of an amma. V'im hamakom ogol, and if the area would be a circle, o b'shartzir, or it would be some other shape, Tzrichim gam kein lachashiv kein. We also have to calculate this. Sheyaleh b'sishbores hey alafim ama, that it would have the capacity to hold a square which consists of 5,000 square amos. Ach, however, im arko yose al pishnayim berachbo, if the length is more than double the width, afilo rak ama achas, even if it is merely a single ama more than double the width, oz nechshav ki yose mi beis asayim, then it would be viewed as if it is more than a beis asayim, kevin she'ein adome lechatzar mishkan, since it is not similar to the courtyard of the mishkan, and therefore we would forbid carrying there, even if it is much smaller than a beis asayim. The Mishnah Brura clarifies this halacha. If an enclosed area is less than beis asayim, then under all circumstances it is permissible to carry there. It is a bona fide b'shus hayochid, and there is no gzera that it's so large that people would confuse it with the rishus harabim. If an area is greater than beis asayim, then if it was not hukaf ladira, if the enclosure was not made for the purpose of turning it into living space, then the halacha is that although min haTorah it is forbidden to carry there, midrabbanan it is prohibited. Now, if an area is exactly beis asayim, and it is not hukaf ladira, so now it depends on its shape. If the length is more than double the width, then it has the status of being like more than beis asayim, and in which case it would be forbidden to carry there midrabbanan. On the other hand, if the length is not more than the width, it would be permissible to carry there when it is exactly an area of beis asayim. Halacha Gimel, Makom Shemukaf Shelo L'Shem Dira, V'Hu Eino Gadol MiBeis Asayim. If there is an enclosed area whose enclosure was not done for dwelling purposes, and it is smaller than the area of a beis asayim, Shehu Mutil Talto B'Socha, so it is therefore permissible to carry within it. Im Yesh B'Samuch Lo Chotzer, if it is right next to a courtyard, mutar gamkein lahotzi mitocho lechotzer, it is also permissible to take from this area to a courtyard, umechotzer lesocho, and from the courtyard to it, kelim sheshofsu besocho o bechotzer, any utensils that were resting within it or in the courtyard. Kinechshav l'rishus achas imachotzer, because it is considered the same domain as the courtyard. Ava ena rishus achas imabayis, however, it is not considered the same domain as the house. Shehakelim sheshavsu besocho also lachnisam l'tochabayis, because the utensils that rested in it, it would be forbidden to bring into the house. Vakelim sheshav subabayis also lachnis and sham, and the articles that rested in the bayis in the house, it is forbidden to bring into this area. Why? Because the home and this enclosed area would not be considered the same domain. Now the Mishnah Brura adds that under extenuating circumstances, one could be lenient, and to allow transferring items from the home to this enclosed area, and from this enclosed area to the home, if they are owned by the same person. Halakha Dalad deals with an area that is enclosed, but the enclosure was not made for the purpose of dwelling. The question is there any way to convert it afterwards so that it can now be considered an area which is hukaf l'shem dira? So he says, makam shehukaf shelo l'shem dira, an area that was enclosed not for the purpose of dwelling, dehainu shemetchila hikef b'mechitzas, in other words, it was initially enclosed by partitions, v'achakach banasham beis dira, afterwards a home was built there, osha pasach l'sham pesach mi beiso, or a person opened up an entrance to his home, Mai takante lasoso mukathodira. So what can possibly be done in order to fix it up so that it can now be considered that it was enclosed for the purpose of dwelling? He says, Yifrots bamechitzas, the partitions should be breached. Makom yotzer al eser amas, a place, an area which is greater than 10 amas. Ki eser amas choshev kepesach, because 10 amas is considered like an opening. V'yosem ikein havi pertsa, and more than this is considered a breach. So again, you breach the walls greater than a width of 10 amos, v'nisbatlu hamechitzas, in this way the partitions will become void. V'achakach yigdar osar, and afterwards you re-enclose it. V'nechshav mukaf ladira, and now it would be considered that it is enclosed for the purpose of dwelling. And in which case one would be allowed to carry there, even midrabanan. Halacha hey, chotzer shehu yesem yibes asayim. If there's a courtyard that is greater than the area of a beis asayim, v'notar bo ilonos, and he planted trees there, afilo berubo, even if it is in the majority of the area, Mishabura adds, or if it's in even the entire area is planted with trees, lo nisbato bizeh hadira, it will not void the association with dwelling. V'dayin chashuv mukaf ladira, and it would still be considered an area that is enclosed for dwelling. Shechein derech ha'odom lehistofef b'tzel ilanos, because it is a normal thing that people like to enjoy the shade of trees, and therefore the presence of trees does not challenge the status of being a dwelling place. Avim zara bo zroyim, but if he planted there vegetables. Imhu berov hachatzer, if it is an area encompassing the majority of the yard, afil eina b'makam echad elamafuzer, even if it is not in a single area, but it is spread out throughout the yard. Nisbato b'zeh hadira, then the dwelling status of this yard is now void. V'choshev kulo kigina, and it will all be considered like a garden, and therefore a person would not be allowed to carry there. V'imhu b'muat hachatzer, if it is in the minority of the yard, the Mishnah Berurah adds, or if it's even if it's 50%, imhu pachos mi beis asayim, if the area is less than the beis asayim, or the way the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it is a beis asayim, batal agabe hachatzer, so then it will be considered subordinate to the rest of the yard, v'kulo dinoi kechotzer, and the whole area would have the din of a yard, which means that it would still be categorized as mukaf ludira, as enclosed for dwelling place, and in which case a person would be allowed to carry there. Aval imhu yeser mi beis asayim b'mokam echad, if it's an area of more than beis asayim in a single location, hari mekom hazera kimo karmelis, then we consider the area of the vegetables to be like a karmelis, in which case a person would not be allowed to carry there. V'harshar min hachatzer harehu parutz b'melo l'makom ha'osur, and now the rest of the yard will be considered as if it is opened to a place that is forbidden to carry, and in which case, v'asulatalto gambo rak b'dal amas. And then even in the rest of the yard, it would be forbidden to carry there, except within a span of 4 amas. So what we see is that a large amount of vegetables, if it's going to be greater than the amount of beis asayim, it's going to ruin the reshus hayachid status of the remainder of the chatzer, even if it's a minority of the area of the chatzer. Now, this is in fact one of the most serious problems of building a community eruv, and that if there is a vegetable garden or something of the sort within there, it might mess up any other areas that are open to it, and in which case it might invalidate the entire eruv, because when it was built, people did not take into account the issue of the Beis Hasayim. Halacha Vav, V'chein Chatzer She'ein Bo Ela Beis Hasayim O Pachos. The same would be true of a smaller yard, which has no more than a Beis Hasayim of area there. V'zara B'miktsaso, and part of it is planted as a garden. Gamkein Nidon Acha Harov, here too we follow the majority. V'imrubo Zarua, if the majority of the area is planted in, Afapi Shemutarin Lataltosham, even though it is permissible to carry there, Kevan She'ena Yesami Beis Hasayim, since it's less than the area of Beis Hasayim, Mikomakam Kalam Sheshav Subabayas, nevertheless, those articles that were resting in the house, Asur Lahotzi Lasham, would be forbidden to transfer out into the enclosed chatzer, because it's not considered the same domain. Ulachain Tsarach Lasos Mechisa Bifne Hagina, and what would be necessary is to make a partition in front of the garden, so that it would be permissible to carry from the home to the courtyard, meaning the non-garden part of it, as well as in the opposite direction, meaning from the chatzer, from the courtyard, where there's no garden planted, back to the home. There too you'd be able to carry if the mechitza would be put up. As a potential karfif, we only discussed gardens, but the truth is, any area that would not be a place of habitation would also be a karfif. This would include a lake, a pond, a swamp, as well as a farm when things are being grown there and people cannot walk there because there are plants growing there. In addition, a cemetery might qualify as a karfif, as well as a junkyard, a storage yard, any place that would not be associated with one's living space and people cannot easily walk there would qualify as a karfif. As we are concluding these halachas, it must be emphasized that the determination of what is a karfif is very complex, and a person should not make the decision on his own, but rather it is critical to consult with a very knowledgeable posek on the matter.